Pope Benedict made an appeal on Wednesday for the victims of a devastating earthquake which hit a number of provinces in China on Monday. The Holy Father said his thoughts at this time were with all those affected by the disaster that has caused grave loss of life, left many displaced, and caused major damage.
Il mio pensiero va in questo momento alle popolazioni del Sichuan e delle province limitrofe in Cina duramente colpite dal terremoto.
The Pope added that he was spiritually near to all those who have been affected by the earthquake and offered his fervent prayers asking God to relieve their suffering. He also offered support to those who are helping to provide relief.
Nella fervida preghiera,
Pope Benedict made his appeal in St. Peter's Square during his weekly general audience, where he also returned to his catechesis on the fathers of the Church, focusing this week on the figure of Dionysius the Areopagite.
In today's catechesis we turn to the teaching of a 16th century author whose writings have been attributed to the first century disciple of St. Paul, Dionysius the Areopagite. His two principal works, The Divine Names and Mystical Theology, strive to present a knowledge of God which surpasses rational understanding and culminates in spiritual perfection and transforming contemplation. Pseudo-Dionysius stresses apophatic or negative understanding born of pondering God's infinite transcendence and otherness.
The Holy Father went on to say that this 6th century author influenced a number of great saints.
By contemplating what God is not, and by entering more deeply into the rich symbolic language of Scripture, we grow in our relationship with the One who reveals Himself in hiddenness. Contemplation is thus an ascent leading from purification to illumination, perfection, and union with God. In the West, Dionysius' writings influenced the early scholastics, St. Bonaventure and St. Thomas, as well as St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross. His vision of a great cosmic harmony, reflecting the beauty of the creature and the love freely bestowed on us in Christ, can also inspire our efforts to work for unity, reconciliation, and peace in our world.
Speaking in Italian on the figure of Dionysius, who promoted closer relations between the Greek culture and the Christian faith in the 6th century, Pope Benedict pointed out that dialogue between Christians along with other religions is not born out of superficiality, but the truth, and it is also where one enters into a deep relationship with Christ, who opens up space for the light of truth. Also today, the Holy Father said, that dialogue is close to God and the truth.
Si vede così che il dialogo non nasce dalla superficialità.
Before bestowing his apostolic blessing on all those gathered, the Pope greeted all those English-speaking pilgrims who had made it to St. Peter's Square.
I welcome all the English-speaking visitors present today, including the groups from England, Ireland, Japan, the Philippines, Trinidad and Tobago, and the United States of America. May your visit to Rome be a time of deep spiritual renewal. Upon all of you, invoke God's abundant blessings of joy and peace.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.